at the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder Magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 27th of April, 2018, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. Program today. If you haven't guessed already, it's my birthday. Hey, I don't often get to do a show on the actual day, so we're going to be a little self-indulgent. But we're also going to talk about stuff. We're going to talk Chekhov with Mr. William B. Davis, director of the Cherry Orchard that opens tonight at the Jericho Art Center, and we'll chat with actor-producer Loretta Walsh of Kindred Entertainment. Their latest production, This, by Vancouver writer Melissa James Gibson, is also opening this weekend at Studio 16 at 7th and Granville. Plus, we'll do the usual call board and all that other stuff. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. So, yeah, it's my birthday, and I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but to give you a hint, this on the day that I was born, this was the number one song in Canada.
There you go, baby, here am I, will you left me here so I could sit and cry, well, golly gee, what have you done to me, well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember
baby. Last September, how you held me tight each and every night. Well, whoops-a-daisy, how you drove me crazy. But I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. You won't matter anymore.
So, yeah, you do the math. You figure out how old I am. On the phone right now is Loretta Walsh. Hello, Loretta.
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. Loretta is producer and actor in Kindred Entertainment's latest production. It's a play by now. Can we still call her Canadian playwright because she's based in New York?
Yeah,
but she's from here. Her family's still here.
Yeah, it's, born Melissa... in Ottawa and raised in North Vancouver. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, that's pretty exciting. And now Melissa James Gibson is a showrunner on House of Cards.
Oh, really? How exciting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about this, the play that opens tonight.
Yes.
Or tomorrow night.
So this, tomorrow night,
yeah.
Yes. So this, as I mentioned, is by Melissa James Gibson. And, you know, and for those of you who do watch House of Cards or who don't watch House of Cards, I guess that will give you some ideas about the accessibility of this material.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not only very smart and very funny, it's also incredibly relatable. And this play is about, I mean, you know, the joke, this, it just, it never stops, you know. With the title of this show, but it's really about the middle part of life. It's folks who are moving into middle age, who are in the thick of parenthood, mm-hmm. who are questioning, you know, the things that they've done with their lives or haven't done. And, you know, ultimately the show is very much at its core about friendship and getting older and kind of asking ourselves, you know, are we surrounding ourselves with the people that we want to surround ourselves with? And are we doing what it is, what we want to do with our lives?
You're at that age where you're seeing where you are and comparing it to how where you thought you'd be by this point.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And sometimes it's exciting and kind of surprising, and sometimes it's disappointing. You know, somebody said to me the other day that they had read somewhere that the definition of hell was when you die, you meet the person who you could have become. And I just thought, oh my God, what a devastating idea to think about, you know?
An eternity of regret.
I know, right? I said that to my husband, and he's such an eternal optimist.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, yeah, but maybe the person you could have been would say to you, you did great. You did really great. Good for you. You know? And I was like, oh, that's why we're married.
Yeah.
It's a positive.
Yeah, I noticed in some of the publicity about it, it does talk about the kind of the accessibility of the script, that it's done in a real kind of accessible, naturalistic kind of way, so that
yes.
the...
Now, Melissa is so smart.
Yeah.
She's so witty and intelligent and, you know, is just a writer, you know,
yeah,
through and through, because she's so excellent with language, which really, you know, provides a real challenge, you know, for the actors to be able to get your mouths around this beautiful language that she's using.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very relatable. You know, when I read this play, it came to me through Benjamin Ratner, who is also in the play. He plays a character called Alan Stimple. And Ben and I work together as teachers out of Haven Studio. And so we teach actors, and we read a lot of plays.
Yeah.
Because we have to, you know, because we're working on them in class. And this one came across, you know, my computer, and I had a read of it, and I just thought, oh, my goodness, there are things in this play that I have said, that I have thought, that are so completely human and so relatable, I think, to myself and to lots of other people. So I really think that, you know, people will come to see the show,
yeah,
and they'll have a laugh. It's very funny. But they'll also have a lot to think about and a lot to talk about later. And, yeah, I think that there's just lots and lots of humanity, you know, really funny stuff and really tragic stuff splattered all over that stage. And we're getting pretty excited. You know, we've been in the theater since Monday,
mm-hmm,
and we're ready. I think we're ready to invite our final component to, yeah, this whole theater thing, which is the most important, and that's our audience.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know. You get to that point in rehearsal where you're just thinking, we're ready. Bring some people in to see this, because we're ready to go. Man, that's a very exciting feeling.
I think we've forgotten how funny a lot of this is. And so just to have that feedback, and, you know, you're not doing theater unless you have, you know, a group of people there to be that exchange of energy with you, you know, which is your audience. And so, yeah, I think that I really think that they're going to enjoy it.
Good.
And, you know, it's the kind of show that after I read it, I just went, oh, man.
Now, you mentioned that Ben Ratner's in the cast along with yourself.
Yes.
And there's also a CITR connection. Zach Santiago, his brother Robin used to be our production manager here.
Fantastic.
When I first started about 4 years ago. So.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Zach is terrific. And this is Zach's first time doing a play.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow.
He works so much on film and television.
Yeah.
And as you know, he's a DJ in town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of people know who Zach is.
Yeah.
But I met Zach again through Haven Studio. And we had ended up working on a scene together, and we're definitely kindred spirits in terms of, you know, the kind of material and acting and work ethic and all of that stuff that, that you know, the kind of people who I really love to work with.
Yeah.
And so, there's a role in this play called Jean-Pierre, who is a French doctor without borders. And he really represents the world at large. And, you know, is also represents the audience as well, because he's the newcomer coming into this group of four friends. And he's very funny and also very, he's got such humility and soul on stage. And
mm-hmm.
so I'm very excited for him, because it's going to be his first time having the experience of having the live feedback. And, he's been a real joy to work with.
Wonderful. And I wanted to mention one other thing. I noticed that there is a fundraising aspect to what you're doing and connected to the Babs Chula Lifeline and also John Mann.
Yes. So we are, you know, as a part of Kindred Entertainment, I really want to find a way to always give back to our community.
Mm-hmm.
We have done some fundraising in the past for the Babs Chula Lifeline for Artists Society. So I contacted them again and said, you know, do you have a recipient? Do you have somebody who, if we were to raise some money as a part of the show, that we could donate to? And they had suggested John, who is currently in care and needs some extra support and has caregivers. And, you know, sometimes what happens with artists is, you know, we don't have the extended health care, or something will come up that is just not covered by the universal healthcare here. So this is really a way to support somebody in need who would really appreciate it. And so we are doing that as well.
Yeah, and John was a lifelong friend of CITR, and and really giving person in his own life. And so now that he's in need, it really feels good to be able to help him out.
Absolutely. Yeah. We really believe in, paying it forward, right? Mm-hmm. And doing good. Doing as much as we can to help out. And Babs Chula, I didn't know her myself, but she was a very good friend of Benjamin Ratner's and was a wonderful force in the community here. And she passed away a number of years ago. Yeah. So, in her name, we want to keep that going to really support other artists in need. And we're very honored to do so, to raise some funds for John.
Yeah. And force is definitely the word to describe Babs Chula.
Yeah, I've heard.
She was a character, I'll tell you. And a real delight, too. So this is playing at Studio 16, which is at 7th and Granville.
Right.
Opening night is tomorrow night.
That's right.
Tickets are available through Brown Paper Tickets.
Or you can go to kindredentertainment.com.
Right. Yeah.
Dave, we are sold out for our first three shows.
Well done.
So please do get your tickets in advance. Yeah. Our closing night has also just sold out. So we do still have tickets available on May 2nd, 3rd, 4th. We have two matinees also on May 5th and 6th. We just added our May 6th matinee due to popular demand. But we really do recommend that people please do get your tickets in advance.
Get them while they're hot.
To avoid disappointment.
Yeah.
Yes. We want to share it with as many people as possible. And sometimes, unfortunately, we do turn people away at closing. And so we're really just saying, please don't wait too long. Don't get too distracted by the sunshine. Commit to coming and seeing the show. We are going to show you a good time.
All right. Loretta Walsh, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you so much, Dave. Right. You have a great day.
Me too. Bye-bye.
And girls, sing along, okay?
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Yes, that was Weird Al Yankovic on CITR. Right now, we have the honor of being joined by Vancouver actor, director, teacher, and all-around man about town, Mr. William B. Davis. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, I'll just read your quick bio here. Better known now as an actor for your role as the cigarette-smoking man in The X-Files, Much of his career, William B. Davis has been highly regarded director in theater, running theater companies since you were 20 years old.
That's right.
My goodness. In places like in Ontario, you were with the National Theater School for a while, weren't you?
National Theater School in Montreal, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And in Scotland.
Ran theaters in Britain, yeah. Theater in Quebec, Festival Lenoxville.
So what brought you to Vancouver?
I came here originally to do the Vancouver Playhouse Acting School. Mm-hmm. I was hired to be the director of the school. As it turned out, the school did not last very long. Mm-hmm. They severed connections with the Playhouse. But I just stayed. You know, we were kind of settled in. I had children at school and whatever and whatever. For no particular reason, other than domestic, I just stayed in Vancouver, and then all sorts of things happened after that.
Well, you opened your own school.
I opened my own school.
Yeah, it was on Hornby Street.
It was on Hornby Street, yes. Ran that for several years. Mm-hmm. Auditioned for this non-speaking role in this peculiar series about alien abductions, and that turned into X-Files. And, so a lot of things have just worked out.
And that was almost kind of like a one-off thing, wasn't it? They just needed someone to look kind of brooding and threatening in the back of the room.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, it just...
It evolved into the main villain.
Yeah, exactly, right, yeah.
That's showbiz, man. That's it right there. You never know where it's going to lead.
Yeah.
But you've been doing a lot of directing the last few
years. Yeah, I mean, that was kind of my original life was as a theater director, and I, as you say, I directed in Britain, and I directed in other places in Canada and in the U.S. But teaching and acting, it sort of took over for quite a long time.
Yeah.
But 7 or 8 years ago, I kind of got back to it, and now I've directed several plays now at Jericho for United Players, and this is the second one of our collective, the Smoking Gun Collective. We did an Inspector Calls last year around Christmas time, and now we're getting to do that classic of theater, The Cherry Orchard.
Yeah, it's in amongst that group of plays that everyone knows the title. But not a lot of people are actually familiar with the play itself.
That may be. That may be. And of course, we have a beautiful commercial right now because we have all the cherry trees in Vancouver
time,
in bloom. Just especially for us.
So what's sort of the basic rundown of the plot?
It's a story. I mean, it's set in 1904. It's probably set a little earlier, but it was first produced in 1904 in Russia. And it's a big landowning family that apparently had this huge, huge estate, which was relatively common in the 19th century in Russia. But when the serfs were freed in 1861, their supply of free labor diminished, and the whole economy changed. Of course, we're in the beginnings of an industrial revolution, all that sort of. So anyway, this family has this lovely estate that's going downhill because they can't afford to keep it up. Yeah. And they're now at risk of losing it totally. And so the story kind of hinges on their inability and unwillingness to kind of look at the future and make plans or deal with anything. They can't give up. Living the way they've always lived. And that's not unfamiliar territory for many people even nowadays.
That
we have
a
lot of trouble realizing that, we can't live that way anymore. Now we have to live a different way. Yeah. And there's beautiful characters. I mean, he's a... some people think there's a message in the play, and some people think there isn't. I don't think there particularly is, but there's many things you can draw from it.
Yeah.
But because he created these really living people that he loved dearly, all their foibles.
Yeah, and I think that's for me. That's the real joy of watching or even performing in a Chekhov play is just the wealth of character and personality that that every person on stage can bring.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So there's a web of personalities interacting with each other, and I say interacting, although. To some extent, one of the ways they interact is by not paying much attention to each other. But that's not so unusual either.
That's a skill all in itself. And you've got, I mean, you've got some fantastic actors to play those characters.
It's a wonderful cast, yeah. Absolutely.
People like John Prowse, Karina Akison.
And Chris Walters, mm-hmm. John and Chris, and Leslie Brownlee, who's playing Anya, were all in Inspector Calls, and were sort of the core of that kind of collective. And so that was partly why I chose the play, because it fit those people, yeah. And then we could bring Corinna in as well. Mm-hmm. And Chris Walters is spectacular in this play. So.
And as I mentioned before we went on the air, I actually have a connection. One of your actors, Christine Iannetta, and myself, we actually played a couple in a Chekhov play at Jericho about 8 years ago.
We were so lucky to find her. We'd had a lot of difficulty casting Varya, which is the role she's playing. Yeah. The original person from our original collective just had a conflict and finally couldn't do it. And then other people couldn't do it, and other people couldn't do it. And finally we landed on Christine, who's just lovely in the role. So.
Yeah. Now, there's always a thing about Chekhov too, is that he describes his own plays. You know, on the title page it says "The Cherry Orchard, a comedy," mm-hmm. by Anton Chekhov. But I think the Russian definition of comedy might be different than ours.
I don't know that it is. If you read Chekhov's farces, you know, his other plays, his short stories. No, I think his sense of comedy is not that different.
But it seems so dark and bleak and...
Well, it's a challenge because, I mean, one of the kind of stories, maybe apocryphal, was that Chekhov imagined that Act 4 of this play, for instance, would take 12 minutes, roughly speaking. Mm-hmm. And when Stanislavski directed it, it took 42 minutes. And, you know, my personal story about that is I directed Uncle Vanya in Dundee when I was about 23 or something. And it was just in my view, it was just the most sensitive production, full of lovely nuances. And, we thought we were so lovely. The audience was a little restless, but, you know, it was Scotland, so maybe they just didn't get it. And then subsequently, I saw the National Theatre production of the same play. And as I'm watching it, I'm thinking, you know, they don't get this play. It's just going too fast. They're just whizzing through it. And then every scene, they got it. They got it.
Yeah.
And you realize that it's you can't indulge the play. You have to let it play.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of comedy in the play. The ultimate feeling at the end of it is not comic, but it's very sensitive and warm and moving.
Yeah. And you know the timing of the production now is kind of interesting too, because the Arts Club has announced their upcoming season, and one of the plays that they're bringing in is called The Orchard, and it's sort of an adaptation or a reimagining of The Cherry Orchard set in the Okanagan in Kelowna, I think, and it's about a South Asian family in the 1970s in BC. So it'd be interesting to see sort of like a traditional production of Chekhov's play and then compare it to what's coming up next year at the Arts Club.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, The Cherry Orchard is playing at Jericho Arts Center. Opening night is tonight.
Opening tonight.
Yeah.
And running till May 19th. Mm-hmm. We play Wednesdays through Saturdays in the evenings and Saturday and Sunday matinees.
Right. Tickets are available through Brown Paper Tickets.
Exactly.
And you've got Facebook page and all the usual social media.
All that stuff. Yeah. And we're a little in competition with the weather right now. We didn't really organize this properly. We would have liked this spring to wait a couple more weeks.
That's right. But at least you're close to the beach.
Yeah, right.
Well, William B. Davis, thank you so much for taking the time to come out and talk to us. It was a great honor and a thrill. Just break a leg and have a great run with the Cherry Orchard.
Thank you so much. All lovely right. to have you. Okay.
Oh, hello there, and welcome to CITR and Discorder's how-to guide to being your best possible self. Step 1. Pick up a copy of the April issue of Discorder magazine from one of our 100-plus distribution locations. Step 2. Read your copy of Discorder magazine to map out your record store day with Sean Hogan's help. Figure out the steps for getting your own show on CATR 101.9 FM. Get inspired by the youth at the Reel to Reel Film Festival. And find the X's that mark the spots of the closed and closing Vancouver venues with Elijah Teed. Step 3. Check out reviews of live music and comedy shows, albums, podcasts, and books. Step 4. Thank your advertisers. Shout out to your mom, the AMS, the Rio Theater, Blueprint, Timber Concerts, the Rickshaw Theater, Mint Records, the Wise Hall, Art Rock, Finale, High Life Records, Caribou Lager, MRG Concerts, the Doxa Documentary Film Festival, the Reel to Reel International Film Festival for Youth, the Cinematheque, the Spring Record Convention, Audio Pile Records, Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, the Verboten Festival. Step 5. Check out discorder.ca for web exclusives and magazine updates. Step 6. Come into the station. Write for Discorder. Get a show. Duh.
So you're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts on Main Street at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Biltmore Cabaret, Red Cat Records, Lucky Comics, The Wallflower Modern Diner, Neptune Records, The Rag Machine, The Regional Assembly of Text, and so many more.
So that was nice. El Fumatore himself, the smoking man, was just here. That was great. We are take a look at some of the other stuff that's going on stage around town this weekend and in the coming weeks. We've got Me and You by Melody Anderson. It's a play with mask work about a couple of sisters, and it stars Patty Allen and Lois Anderson. It's happening at the Gold Corp stage, which is at the BMO Theater Center in the Olympic Village, the Arts Club new office down there on West 1st and Columbia. At the Metro Theater in Marpole, Shakespeare in Hollywood by Ken Ludwig. This is a kind of a crazy comedy. It's a little bit, I haven't seen it yet, but it's a kind of a little bit like Waiting for Guffman. You know, you've got, but from the opposite side, it's about a 1934 production of Midsummer Night's Dream that was filmed in Hollywood with a whole bunch of actors you wouldn't expect to see in a Shakespeare play, like Mickey Rooney playing Puck, and James Cagney as Bottom. Merle Oberon was in it too, and then the real Oberon. And the staging or the setting of this play is the studio during the filming of Midsummer Night's Dream, and the real characters arrive to kind of throw a little bit of chaos and hijinks into the setting. So it looks like it could be a lot of fun. It runs until the 12th of May at the Metro Theater in Marpole. Finishing up this weekend at the Culture Lab on Venables in Victoria, it's Frank Theater Company's play, The Explanation. The summary of that one is when two straight men start spending each weekend together, when one of them likes to wear women's clothing, people start to expect an explanation. The Explanation is written and directed by James Fagan Tate. It's playing at the Culture Lab until Sunday. So still a couple more days to check out that one. There's a magic and music show called The History of the World Based on Banalities, and that's happening at the York Theater, opening this weekend, playing until the 5th of May. Also opening this weekend at Studio 1398 on Granville Island, Blindside, a play, a one-person show by Stephanie Morin-Robert, who she's one-eyed. She's got a glass eye, and the play is about what it's like be a seven-year-old girl with a glass eye, and how she uses that as her superpower. It's raw, hilarious, and literally eye-popping. Blindside going on at Studio 1398. And let's see, we talked about this, and we talked about the Cherry Orchard, and that's pretty well everything that's going on this weekend. A couple of things coming up next week. Publis Productions doing Cashless.
at the Havana Theater, a place that 5 years in the future in a cashless society as paper money is about to be outlawed. And there's a bit of a revolutionary movement resisting that move. And then coming up in the middle of May, the Ignite Festival. This is a youth-led program of new work by local youth playwrights in spoken word, contortion, live music, short plays, and original contemporary dance, among many others. That's happening at both the Cult Historic and the Culture Lab from May 8th to May 19th. All right, we're getting back to the tunes. As I mentioned before, it's my birthday, and so all I'm doing is playing birthday-related songs. And back when I was doing this show in the 80s, a new group from Iceland showed up with this really weird-sounding singer. And the band's called the Sugar Cubes. The singer's name was Björk, and the song was called Birthday. I wasn't supposed to do that. I have to start again. There, well, let's bring it up to about there. There we go. Sometimes, you know, working with computers is not as convenient as you think. Hey, remember James and Jamesy? They're a comedy duo from Britain, and they come back here every once in a while and put on some very unique shows. I know very unique is kind of redundant and overdone, but that's all I can say about it. This one is called James and Jamesy in the Dark. It's on tonight, one night only, at the Redgate Review Stage on Granville Island. It's performed in the dark, lit by the performers themselves. So I'm assuming they're walking around with like trouble lights or something like that. Anyway, James and Jamesy conjure answers to age-old questions like who are we and why are we here? And the result is laugh out loud, hilarious, and profoundly illuminating. There you go. So that's happening at the Redgate Review tonight, starting at 10 o'clock. Holy smokes. So you can get tickets at their website, jamesandjamesy.com. And I'm going to put a share on that right now. I'm going to put that button there. And this is live. While you're listening to it, I am actually putting a share on the Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio Facebook page. Done. Just like that. Other stuff going on. Let's see here. Where's my events page? Oh, got a full head of steam up for the start of the show, and already after half an hour, it's all kind of weighed down in there. No, that's it. It's kind of a quiet weekend this weekend. I know there's some an improv event going on at the Little Mountain Gallery, but I'm not finding the information on it. So let's just play more music. This one, this is one of my favorite bands of all time. It's They Might Be Giants.
Marching on, and time is still marching on. This day will soon be at an end, and now it's even sooner, and now it's even sooner, and now it's even sooner. This day will soon be at an end, and now it's even sooner, and now it's sooner still.
A play that's coming up this weekend. Local producers, filmmakers Kyle Rideout and Josh Epstein have a new one. Their last film, Edward. It was a story of an early Canadian pioneer photographer that took great critical acclaim, won some awards, and was greatly received. They've got a new one now. It's called Adventures in Public School, and it's opening select theaters across the country this weekend. In Vancouver, you can see it at the Park Theater on Cambie Street, opening tomorrow night. It's also on Vancouver Island at the Vic Theater in Victoria tonight. The First Weekend Club wanted us to make some noise about it because, as you may or may not know, how a film does on its first weekend is crucial to determine its run, its life through the rest of its run. So if it does well on the first weekend, then exhibitors are more likely to keep it going. If you're able to get out to the Park Theater on Cambie Street tomorrow night and check out Adventures in Public School. Here's a bit of a summation for it. It's socially awkward. Liam has been homeschooled his entire life. When he falls in love with a popular one-legged girl, he abandons his mother's suffocating love and enrolls in public school, getting a crash course in sex, drugs, and social mayhem. It's been dubbed the Canadian Lady Bird. It's part teen rom-com, part whimsical coming of age. Expect teenage rebellion, high school crushes, and wild college parties. It's Adventures in Public School, and it's at the Park Theater on Cambie Street, opening tomorrow night. Make sure you get out there and give a good start on their first weekend. Okay, it's time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring calls for auditions on crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Spotlight on Mental Health and Coastal Health are looking for a stage manager / instructor assistant for a show called Play It Forward. And they're looking for someone who has stage management experience and either firsthand or familial experience with mental health issues. This is a production that's going to be happening from somewhere around December till around April of next year. Looking for a commitment of about 10 hours per month beginning in June of this year and going all the way till May of next year. They're paying $160 a month, so that's $16 an hour. And you'll be responsible for assisting theater classes, administration, publicity, and stage management duties. If you're interested in this, the email address is d.arsenault, which is spelled ARSENEAULT7 at gmail.com. That's the number 7. Electric Company and Radix Theatre are presenting two workshops with Jeremy James, May 7th and 13th. These workshops are ideal for actors, directors, choreographers, and all students of performance. The first one is called Body Space and the Imagination 2, The Journey. And the second one is Before the World, Tensions, Ticks, and Character Traits. Electric Company is offering two full scholarships to these workshops. Priority for scholarships will be given to underrepresented artists. And if you want to find out more about this workshop, go to electriccompanytheater.com. Submissions are still open for the John Moffat Larry Little Awards. These will be presented at the Jesse Richardson Theatre Awards in June. The award is to assist mature West Coast theatre artists to further their artistic development. And the applications are considered for projects, courses, or to fulfill your heart's desire. You just need to be a West Coast resident or have a connection to the West Coast and a minimum of 10 years of artistic, administrative, or technical professional theater experience. Just submit a project proposal, a letter, or anything that will give the committee an idea of what you're looking for, along with your resume and names and contact information of two references. The deadline for it is May 16th, and you email it to johnandlarry@live.com. Green Thumb Theater for Young People is holding their general auditions on May 30th and 31st. Green Thumb Theater creates and produces plays that explore social issues relevant to the lives of children, youth, and young adults. And their artistic director will be in attendance, and that's Mr. Patrick McDonald. You can submit electronically by sending your up-to-date headshot and resume to Bronwyn, B-R-O-N-W-Y-N, at greenthumb.bc.ca, and the deadline for submission is May 14th. You want to find out more? Website is greenthumb.bc.ca. We've got an audition for Peninsula Productions in White Rock. I'm just double-checking what this is. No, it is a call. It's a call for young creative people who are eager to become part of the company. They want theater makers with more than one skill. For example, an actor who does graphic design, or a stage manager who loves to sing, or a dancer who understands the importance of social media. So you have to be between 15 and 30, have been a full-time student in the previous year, Canadian citizen, permanent resident, or under refugee status. Also, you need a valid social insurance number and be legally entitled to work in Canada. So if you're interested in being part of Peninsula Productions Youth Theatre Company Next Gen, then contact them at peninsulaproductions.org. We got another Fringe Festival audition coming up on Tuesday. This is called Mirth on Earth. They're asking for actors who are participating in workshopping a highly literary comedy with musical elements. The workshops will start May 3rd and happen on Tuesday evening. I'm a little confused about this because it says May 3rd, but May 3rd is not a Tuesday. But check with them and find out exactly when this is going to be happening. So the play explores themes of neurodiversity, ecology, art, poetry, and politics, looking for seasoned actors with trained singing voices who are interested in complex experimental work. And if you want to find out more about that, there's an email address. Nembulon, N-E-M-B-U-L-O-N, at gmail.com. Auditions are happening today for Robinson Crusoe and Friday, Axis Theatres Company's touring production that's going to be going across Canada and through the U.S. in September, October, and November. And they're looking for someone, the gender is open, and looking for someone in their 20s to 30s with a valid passport and a BC driver's license. And as I said, it's happening today. But if you want to find out more, you can go to their website, Axis Theatre, AXIStheatre.com. Cause and Effect Circus is doing a production called The Blues Circus by Chris Murdoch. They are Vancouver's rising theatrical circus company, and they're looking for performers for a live music and circus show set between completion of the two trans-Canadian railway lines. Now, the CPR was finished in 1885, and the CNR, I think, was around 1910. So somewhere, you know, between the end of the 19th and the beginning of the 20th century. The show is a blend of concert, play, traditional circus, and contemporary circus. And it's scheduled to happen sometime in early 2019. That, of course, will be set once they have a cast in place and understand people's availabilities and that. The auditions are happening on Sunday at Presentation House. They're looking for a physical theater and dance specialist with experience in physical comedy. Also, anyone who can do acrobatics, aerials, or movement specialties. Royal Canadian Theatre Company are doing a classic play, Arsenic and Old Lace. That will be happening in Surrey and in the Anvil Centre in New Westminster in October. And the auditions are in May 6th and 13th in Surrey. One Woman and 10 Men. I am assuming that they have already cast the two aunties because they weren't listed in the casting list. But if you want to find out more, you can email artsassociate@rctheatre.com. The Vancouver Academy of Music musical theater program is getting ready for their summer youth program, and they're doing two shows. One is called Side by Side by Stephen Sondheim, and that is for actors, multiple roles of all types. This is a semi-staged production, and then they'll be doing a full production of The Emperor's New Clothes by Dave and Jean Perry. And that's all happening at the Kerner Recital Hall at the Vancouver Academy of Music in Vanier Park. And you can find out more about this by checking out vancouveracademyofmusic.com and just click on the musical theater link. Western Canada Theatre in Kamloops, they're getting ready for their Christmas show. They are producing Elf the Musical, directed by Vancouver actor Tracy Power. The contract dates for that are November 5th to December 12th. The auditions are taking place in Vancouver on May 7th and 8th, and also there will be an audition in Kamloops on May the 12th. So when you submit your application, make sure you mention what city you want to do your audition in. And if you're not able to do the audition in person, they will accept video submissions. So Western Canada Theatre's website is WCTLIVE.ca. Ruby Slippers is doing Michel Tremblay's Les Berceaux, directed by Diane Brown, and that is going to be happening in September and October. Audition is May 8th at Carousel Theatre. Send your headshot and resume to meredith@rubyslippers.ca. And finally, Sidekick Players. We got two more. We got Sidekick Players doing Burn. This is a new Canadian murder mystery, a dark comedy. That's running in October. The auditions are May 9th and 12th at the Tsawwassen Arts Centre. And Kaleidoscope, Theatre for Young People in Victoria, is holding their general auditions at the end of May. And that's happening in Victoria. So send your headshot and resume to Kaleidoscope Theater General Auditions, and that's auditions at kaleidoscope.bc.ca. And if you want details on these or other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at CITR or at VPL.ca. And if you have a notice you would like read on the air, you can share it at the Dave Radio Facebook page or email DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com.
Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Timber Concerts presents the return of Flemish Eye recording artist Preoccupations on Wednesday, May 9th at the Astoria. Preoccupations are touring in support of their latest album, New Material, which is available now. You can get tickets and more information at preoccupationsband.com.
One way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And on Twitter and Instagram, we're at CITR Dave Radio. And, you know, if you missed any or all of today's show, you want to relive glorious moments in the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Lots of great programming coming up. And don't forget, at 3:30, it's Napkin Boy with Nardwar, the Human Serviette presents. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Happy birthday.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional